Okay, we're doing Tariag Mitzvot. We're up to the 16th Mitzvah. And that is a Mitzvah that God says, I want you to cling to me, to bond to me, to be attached to me. And our sages said, how do you attach yourself to God? The idea is attach yourself to a sage, to a Talmud Chacham. Because if one attaches himself to Torah scholars, that's as though he attaches himself to God. How does one attach himself to a sage? So that's the Mishnah we learned yesterday. Go learn by them. Our sages said also help them if they need help with other things like doing business with them. When a person can, and this applies to everyone, a person should try to attach himself to sages, and that's his own growth. That's his way of attaching to God. And I can tell you that I went many times to hear lectures by big rabbis, chief rabbis of Israel, and whenever I could, I'd ask to walk them home. And then I'd have my own private time with them. So I can name you many great rabbis in Israel and in America that I had private time with them because I'd walk them home. I'd walk with them, or I'd go in the car with them. Chief rabbis of Israel also, when they'd leave weddings, I'd ask the driver if I could have a ride. And even if I didn't have to go there, sometimes I'd travel halfway across Israel in the wrong direction just to get to talk to the rabbi. And then I'd get on a bus and come back. Okay, Mitzvah 17 is a mitzvah to honor those that are old, those that are wise, those that are Torah scholars, and that includes standing up, giving them the seat on the bus. If an old person walks by, even if he is not Jewish, we're supposed to give him honor and stand up in his presence. And this also includes our teachers of Torah. The 18th mitzvah is to have awe of the temple, and this includes not only the temple, but also a shul, a synagogue. So that's considered a miniature temple, so we don't just make jokes in a Bet Midrash. We don't do business there. We don't go to sleep there. We don't play ball there, of course. We honor the place, just like the temple. That's a miniature temple. The 19th mitzvah is to give holiness, to sanctify the day of Shabbat. So we sanctify the day of Shabbat by saying Kiddush. We recognize now Shabbat has come in. And we make Havdalah at the end of Shabbat, and that's a way of showing that it's special. Part of honoring Shabbat is that we cleanse ourselves in honor of Shabbat. We take a shower, we wash our hands and face and feet, we wear clean clothing in honor of Shabbat, and we honor Shabbos also by having good food and lighting candles. We set the table nicely, we clean up the house. So all that is a part of honoring Shabbat. We have three meals in honor of the day, and we even accompany the day as it leaves, what's called Milaveh Malkah, to accompany the queen, where we have a fourth meal after Shabbat in honor of Shabbat. So this is all part of honoring Shabbat. And the 20th mitzvah is the mitzvah of ceasing from doing work on Shabbat, which is us and our animals and our businesses, that we don't do work on Shabbos. We know there are all kinds of activities that are prohibited, driving, talking on the cell phone, turning on a light, writing. All those things are prohibited, and that's part of the mitzvah of Shabbos, that we rest on Shabbat, we and our businesses, and we don't even ask a non-Jew to do things on our behalf.